Want to make a motion?
Motion.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
What's the motion?
Call the meeting to order. Everybody has in their packet the expenditures, correct? Budget, revenues?
Yeah, we don't have the expenditures in the packet, but we have the...
Everything else was emailed to you. All righty. And saying all that, resolution 453. Has to be amended by me.
What do you want?
Which is...
I have the wrong agenda. This the one? Agenda?
Oh, yeah, that was an extra one.
Oh, yeah, I'll take this one. Thank you.
You want this?
Is this the caucus packet?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
All right, the amendment is in bold letter. That resolved. Discussion?
I'll make a motion for discussion.
Okay, second?
Second.
Tracy?
So previously, I recall you were talking about something having to do with in or out of state stuff, but now it's a dollar cost amount.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my question, and it probably would have applied either way, is, and maybe it's more a question for Ken, the most relevant person here to answer it, is how do these requests happen? In other words, are there last minute requests? Like, do you know about the conferences within the departments you deal with?
Absolutely.
Months out?
Yeah. It generally, you know, they're done. Of course, there's always an exception to the rule, but generally, they're done months in advance. These conferences don't just happen.
Right.
And people, you know, remember, you have to distinguish between, you know, continuing education and, you know, credits people need for professional licenses and whatnot. So usually, those items will be identified earlier in the year. But I tend to know at least 2 months in advance before anyone travels.
So would it be your expectation that if this were to pass, that you would be submitting like a whole packet at the, you know, in January for the next 3 months worth of travel?
Well, only if they're beyond $1,000.
Right.
Anything under $1,000.
Yeah.
Has the resolution changed since I've seen it last time?
No, just that it was incorporated in there. So it has a dollar amount incorporated into it. Before, it did not have a dollar amount.
Before it had a state, it had to do with geographical.
Geographical. I mean, there again, you know, we got people responded. Joe Ariola from the controller's office wrote a letter, basically, you know, asking had various things. One was inclusive of the idea of $1,000, which we incorporated into it. The reason why we exclude the executive form and also the legislative form, they're into the administrative code. It basically says the chairman of the legislative body has all authority to issue all rights and on his own without going through the legislative body.
Mm-hmm. So I think directly, so with regard to the executive branch,
you wouldn't be dealing with this at all.
But the commissioner of finance will issue you a quarterly report that will show you all travel for all the departments.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there's nothing out of the ordinary. Again, if you look at the materials that you had requested from Burt back in the budget, you know, there's some out-of-state travel, but generally it's not a lot. And if it is, it's usually something that's substantially reimbursed. Either it's part of a grant responsibility or something. But for example, we may send a public health official to a CDC conference in Chicago. You know, for example, we're very involved in Ebola right now, and Ebola planning. There's something that's appropriate. Generally, things like that, because of it, it's a national issue. We'll get funding from the federal government, or the state government to pay for it. So.
And I think we're not here to prohibit travel. I mean, we are just trying to get a handle on the financing of the travel. And that's the only reason why we're even going about doing this.
Yeah.
You know, there again, we realize certain certifications are required. We are not restricting those certifications in any way, shape, or form. And there again, we just want to have a handle on the finances of it.
Yeah. With regard to anything out of the executive branch, you'll get a quarterly report from BERT that will detail the travel, who went, how much was spent, how much was reimbursed, et cetera.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
If I may be heard on that, though, there's nothing that Mr. Cornell just said about the executive branch and your oversight in that regard that wouldn't also be true as to every other office that you are trying to add this layer of approval to. So again, the legislative body should exercise its policymaking authority more than it does, we think, and we applaud the adoption of a policy, but I do want to make clear, this policy excludes the executive branch and all administrative units under it. For no distinct
reason.
No,
not every unit under, just the executive branch itself.
But all the units
under it. It's all the branches under it, which is an awful lot of government. And again, I we don't doubt that everything that Mr. Fennell said is true, but it's also true of all the training that all the elected offices go through as well. So I just, from our point of view, you could adopt a policy that said nobody can go to a training within 15 minutes of the county office building. That's not the point to us. But we can't see any reason why it wouldn't apply and why you wouldn't want it to apply to all of county government.
Well, the reason why it was said to me that the executive branch of the government was not inclusive in this was that the attorneys got together and they basically have a disagreement or different understanding of what the executive branch of government is versus the rest of Ulster County. And that's why the executive is excluded from this, where every other department is inclusive in this. It was talked about by the attorneys that were involved this policy.
I can give the members of the committee comfort to know that there's a very detailed process where a division will make a request that it must be approved by the department head, and then depending on the department, it's reviewed in our office. For example, I review all the health and human services, planning, economic travel, and so that you can have comfort that someone's looking at the travel, knowing what it is, and it's accountable to what's happening. And
again, there's nothing distinctive about what Mr. Cornell just described as opposed to what any elected office and administrative unit head does. There's not a single thing that he's talking about that doesn't happen in every administrative unit of government.
Well, that's not true. I mean, the thing is, that's the reason why we're instituting a policy here. There were some...
What part of that doesn't happen, Mr. Chairman? What part of that doesn't happen in all the elected offices?
Well, evidently it didn't happen the last year because we wouldn't be sitting here today dealing with a policy.
I don't think that's the case. Mr. Cornell just described the process where there's a detailed review by the administrative unit head, and then that goes, it has to be approved.
Mm-hmm.
You guys approve a budget just like you do for their offices going in.
Right.
The Commissioner of Finance has to approve the expense. There isn't, again, I'm not trying to say...
But we are approving a budget. It's just that now we took the money out of the budget line in departments,
right,
in some departments, right, and put it into contingency.
Okay.
All right, now when they come before to justify why they have to travel, we will, as a legislative body, approve that expenditure.
And why wouldn't, if that policy is important as to one office, why isn't it, or three offices or four offices, why isn't it important to the legislature as to all the offices of government?
Because, like we just mentioned before, there was a conversation between the attorneys involved, and that's the compromise they came up with regarding the executive has this role, the legislative body has this role. Now, I told you why. The legislative body, the chairman, has the authority that is administrative authority. I mean, that was already created, done with. I mean, you want to alter that, then we have to change the administrative end of that end.
No problem.
Okay. And the other part was talked about with the executive forum, with the attorneys, and this is the compromise they came up with. Now, if the legislative body likes to have that included, we'll include it. If they don't, we can alter it. Tracy?
What specifically was, earlier you said there was a disagreement between the attorneys as to, I don't remember exactly what your words were, but what the executive office was. What does that mean? What was the disagreement?
If we, as a legislative body, had total control over his expenditures during travel.
In terms of if we have policy-making decision regarding this.
Correct. Correct?
Yes.
All right.
And as far as the legislative branch, it's a charter issue because it's expressly stated.
It's administrative code, not a charter or administrative code?
Administrative code, you're right.
It's administrative code.
Yep. So Mr. Chairman, what departments then are we going to have oversight? Just elected official departments?
Sounds like it.
At this point, yes.
Sheriff, comptroller,
DA.
DA.
Clerk.
And clerk.
Doesn't seem like a lot.
Well, I mean, we have nothing now.
Right.
So this is a step above that. And, you know, you want to go any further? You can go further. Paul?
Yes, sir. A couple things. One of which, I don't think it is fair to pick on one office and not all the offices. You pick on us all. I don't mean pick on. I take that back. Treat us all the same, whether it's, you know, all of us plus the executive or just all of us and not the executive. I wouldn't have a problem with that. When it comes to the sheriff's office, we budget for everything. You have the opportunity at that time to ask what the training's for. Most of it is for standard stuff that we go to every year. Some years it might be in New Jersey. Some years, like we talked, it might be in Portland, Oregon, but it's a training that we want to go to. The other thing is when it comes to travel with us, you know, we went to Haiti. We went to Buffalo for 5 days the other 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. We can't wait. You know, we don't know 6 months ahead of, or 60 days ahead of time that we're going to do that. So I would say that we should be reporting to our committee when we meet every month, public safety does. Every month I can make a report, listen, this is what we're going to plan on doing for training, and it includes travel and, you know, vomit every ways and means and every caucus and every legislative meeting. I can make an announcement then, this is what we're going to do. So it's not a secret that we're out there.
Paul, we are, like I said, we are not trying to prohibit travel in any way, shape, or form. We what you just said, you can possibly do that. You know, and the thing is, you go to your committee to come to put a resolution in the next meeting of the legislative body, and it's approved, and it's a foregone conclusion. Well, and there again, you know, if something comes up, I'm sure we'll address it if it's an emergency of some type in any way.
And it qualifies for a late resolution.
Yeah. Well, I think if there was one issue to make a resolution that affects everybody, it might not be the right way to go straighten out whatever the issue was that got us to where we are. But whatever you do, obviously we're all buying.
Well, I think it's been the will of this legislative body to have some kind of policy. I think you're going to probably see more and more policies come out of this legislative body in the next 6 months, 8 months. So I think you've seen not only this area, but other areas that we're probably going to step up and create policies so that we know exactly, and the department has know exactly, what they're entitled to have and what they're not entitled to have.
And I agree with that 100%, but not to rush through everything. If you said a couple of attorneys disagreed, but now they came up with something that they agree on, it doesn't mean that we all agree. And if this affects the sheriff's office, I think the public safety committee should review it and listen to me maybe a little bit more in depth and listen to Holly, who's not represented.
Well, I spoke to Holly personally myself. He called me up. We spoke. Every legislator himself was sent an email regarding having input into this resolution. We asked prior to that if they had anything they would like to be incorporated into this resolution. So, I mean, there again, it's been wide open. It's been open to any legislator. Other, you know, some legislators had some input, other have not. It is going before the Rules and Laws Committee before we make a decision with the legislative body. So I think it would be thoroughly vetted at that time. Tracy, Hector, and Ken.
I was just going to ask for clarification when the sheriff just said about going to Buffalo. That wouldn't be covered by this at all, right? Because that wasn't for a conference, right?
But it included travel and lodging and meals.
Can I just say?
Yes, you may.
That one of the things that was discussed, because the drafting was done in-house, Paul, and one of the primary concerns I have was for your office, and that you guys have to go out and pick up, you know, prisoners anywhere, or transport them anywhere, and that was one of the things I want to make sure that was not included, that you weren't going to encompass, because you just never know. And so, no, you're not, that part of it's not included. This is solely for educational and training purposes. Okay?
Hector?
I was going to make a motion to pick on the sheriff's department, but, I mean, I don't know. I just wanted to thank everybody for putting this forward, because I know that this was such a hot-button issue during the course of the budget. And I just wanted to thank you personally, Mr. Chairman, for making sure, because we had discussed this previously, and this whole committee discussed this, but making sure that this was going to come to the
board. Well, I think it's a joint effort by every legislator. Right. So, I mean, there again, I think it's better for Ulster County and for the residents of Ulster County. Ken?
Yeah, I'd just like to say that normally when you come up with new, more restrictive policy, as in this case, it's a result of something that appears to have been somewhat abusive in the way it was done with that oversight. And sometimes when you put in a new policy, it may overreach a little and cause a few burdens here and there. But that's the way government works. And I think that the steps need to be taken, and taken in a way that's most appropriate. And if we can find white chips that are coming out along the way, then maybe we can fix them. There may be some other alternative ways to deal with it, but I think the problem has surfaced, and it's appropriate to address it. The only point that I'm wondering about, and I know you've had some conversations on this, Mr. Chairman, the district attorney, he did raise an interesting point about treating conferences that are in New York State different than conferences that are out of New York State. And I was wondering if there's any insight into modification related to that you could share with us.
Well, there again, you know, we looked at trying to keep it within state and going outside of state. I think it causes more problems by having that confinement of some type that you did within state, outside of state. I think with a dollar amount gives you ample amount of flexibility to cover going out of state within a reasonable area. There again, if there is, like if the DA wants to do something, and there again, most of his conferences are for getting certifications, so it's probably not going to affect any, from what he told me, none of his conferences at all. But say he wanted to go somewhere where it was very important, he does have that opportunity, and we're not prohibiting those opportunities to any department. It's just a different procedure now that you're going to have to follow.
Just a little more advanced notice.
Advanced notice. But the thing is, you know, they have that money in their budget. So it had to be put into the budget prior, unless, you know, they're going to fund it somewhere place outside of the budget, which they have to make line changes to do such.
Thank you.
Yep. And just so everybody knows, if you want a copy of this administrative code, it is, you know, regarding the legislative body and the powers of the chairman, it is available. It was just given to me by Victoria. All right, any other questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody against? Nope. 455, authorization distributing a mortgage tax receipt pursuant to Section 261 of tax law. Moved.
No, they didn't. You didn't do the amendment.
Okay, I'm sorry. We rushed through it. We had an amendment on the 453. That was the.
Oh, I thought that's it. We were voting.
All right, let's do it. The attorney nudged Don here.
Actually, Vicky.
Oh, okay. Whoever, somebody on this side nudged somebody.
Fine.
All right. So,
I'm sorry.
On the amendment, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Did somebody move that?
No.
We did.
No.
Okay.
I moved it for discussion.
We did.
All right. On the resolution, we need an amendment. I mean, we need a motion.
They moved it for discussion, not for the amendment part of it.
Okay, so
so we need it. Move it for Tracy. Move the second by Mary Beth. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Now on the resolution with the amendment inclusive. Make a motion.
Move.
Second. Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 455. We do it.
Move.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
456. Adopting proposed local law number 11, 2014, a local law amending the local law 10 of 2008, a local law adopting an administrative code for the Ulster County to provide status of the contract negotiation. Moved.
Move.
Second.
Second.
Here's another policy, basically, but in the form of a local law.
Mm-hmm.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
459. Authorizing directed charges against the City of Kingston for home relief costs. Moved by Jeanette.
No.
What? It's a reimbursement, Jeanette.
Ever.
It's
not a reimbursement.
The last time ever.
Jeanette, you don't want to do that?
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'll move it, Mr. Chairman.
Hector, second.
The last time ever.
Second.
It's the last time I have to vote no.
Promise. Come on, Jeanette. It says reimbursement.
Yeah.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Bless you.
God bless you. Was that a hidden part of the vote? That sneeze?
I didn't detect any words.
4-6, the authorized chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute an amendment to an agreement with the Ulster County Board of Cooperative Educational Service for Internet Procurement Services, Department of Informational Services. Moved. Second.
Second.
Discussion? You're off the hook.
More to come.
More to come, all right.
Just a couple there.
No discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
461, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Department of Transportation to accept state funds. Second. Move. Second. Discussion. Roll call. All
wait,
in favor.
Did this get changed?
From?
Didn't it say in the verbiage part it was 240 and then it said 340 and it was up to including?
I'm not aware of any changes to it.
No.
Yeah, actually, I think what you're talking about is a technical thing you caught at the bottom. So the financial impact of 240 was really 340. Yeah, Mary Beth's right.
Thank you.
It says 340 now,
job,
right?
Mary Beth.
It didn't change.
340 on
just
the bottom.
Just a little. One little thing.
It should be 340?
Yeah.
Down here?
Three instead of two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should be 340.
Yeah.
All right.
Financial impact should be 340.
Could we make that change for next meeting?
Sorry.
Can you put it on the resolution?
It's on the resolution.
I have an old one. I think
363.
Right. Yeah. I changed it after Mary Beth called about in economic development.
All right. Sarah?
I just was clarifying. Good memory.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
463, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Office of Children and Family Services for daycare.
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second it.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
464, amending 2015 Ulster County budget to accept the New York University School of Medicine grant.
I'll second
it. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. 467, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered the county occupations, Department of Mental Health. Move. Second. Hear that? Everybody hear that?
What?
It's for the local...
For the mobile
crisis.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I guess I didn't hear it. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor... Excuse me?
You don't have a second
for it. I moved it.
Moved it? Jeanette seconded it, right, Jeanette?
No, Tracy did.
Tracy? No, she moved it. You seconded
it.
And what is this for?
The mobile crisis.
The mobile unit. Okay. Did you include our mobile crisis unit? A month or two ago. And now this is the contract actually implemented.
467.
Okay. They'll be available from 1 to 11 right now.
12 hours.
This is the service that Mrs. Bushnick
just opened
during privilege of the floor 2 months ago.
Okay. And there was certain days of the week or something?
This is 365 days a year. Every day from 1 to 11 at night. What's not in the resolution, which I talked about to the Health and Social Services Committee, was that we've already gotten the funding to expand the service in Ellenville. So this will be a countywide service by the first quarter of the year. They'll be up and running by the end of January, and by the end of the year, we're hopeful that we're going to have everything in place for a countywide service.
Tracy?
Would we expect that we'll get some kind of update just in terms of how many calls
this is
they're getting?
This is such a great thing for the county. I know that... We began the rollout. We've been meeting with the police chiefs. We're meeting with the school superintendents later in January. But I'd be proud to have this presentation made to committee or to the legislature as a whole, whatever you'd like. This is the kind of mental health service that we can all be proud of. This to bring this kind of service on a crisis basis into somebody's home is going to do so much for the residents of our county, both. Not just adults, but children and families as well, too.
And I totally agree with that. And I think the reason why I ask for an update, maybe somewhere halfway through the year, is I think we should be looking for a 24-hour service. Like I know we talked about
the limitations. It's funding based. Again, this is something that the county executive fought very hard for because we looked at so much revenue going to our neighboring counties, Dutchess and Orange, with the closure of the state psychiatric hospitals. And we really took this cause up last year. He put a lot of pressure both through the Office of Mental Health, the governor's office, and got a commitment, and that's where the dollars flowed. And again, we're really the only county in the Hudson Valley without this service. And not only to come in with such a strong proposal and do it on a countywide basis relatively quickly, we're proud of it. And my ultimate goal is to keep working with this and getting in place and having a 24-hour shift.
Yeah,
it's extremely effective. The whole goal is to keep people out of the hospital and divert people from emergency rooms and dealing with crisis right in the home.
Yeah.
You know, when a child decompensates and locked in the bathroom, there's a team that will come and resolve the situation. And it's going to save manpower with law enforcement and substantial savings for our hospital system in the county.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
468, approving the educational contractual amendment in excess of $50,000 by the county and New York School of Medicine, Department of Social Services.
I'll second it.
Move second. Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
469, approving the execution of contract in excess of $50,000 entered by the county's City Counseling Center for Children, Department of Social Services. Move. Second.
I'll second.
Discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
470, approving the execution of contract amendment in excess of $50,000 by the county, Prestigious Services, Inc., Office for the Aging. Hector's moving it. All right, Hector?
Second.
For you, Mr. Chairman?
No, I just want you to pay attention. That's why. I mean, you're moving it.
Well, if you want, Mr. Chairman, then in that case, I guess I could just make lots of comments. Like, for example, I just always seem to know...
you don't have the floor, though. Sorry.
But you just recognize me, so therefore, I don't know, but... But that said, you did. That's what happens when you recognize me. You shouldn't do that. But how could I not recognize you? State funding has gone down in each of these instances. You always basically see the county at 32%, or
just them right,
or the feds at 35.5%, and our state funding continues to dwindle. I'm done, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Hector moved after all that, and Jim seconded. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye. All right, resolution 471, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 by the county, Armonk, Ulster County Sheriff.
Can we move 470?
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Sheriff, you want to say anything?
Only if there's a question.
All right. There's no question then.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
I'm sure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
Sorry. Sheriff? Did I read in the backup document that this an employee was leaving and now we're privatizing one?
It's in the contract with Airmark that if a county employee leaves, Airmark will hire an employee at no county expense. So we're actually saving, I think, $30,000 to $40,000.
Any other discussion? We took the vote, didn't we? No, we didn't? All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
472, I hear that it wants to be postponed, but the attorneys want to get together and talk about it a little bit more. Is that correct, Sue?
Well, I have issues
Erica?
With it. So Sue and I are going to discuss it a little bit more, so if we can table it until next week.
Can I ask a question, though? Just it might not be related to what
mm-hmm.
you're going to issue. Move it for discussion for a second.
Well, we're going to postpone it. What's the question?
We can move it and then postpone it.
Yeah. Second to discuss.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my question is, in the backup, it talked about repair. Was it repair due to just use, regular use, or was there some kind of damage? Like, what's the repair due to? Do we know?
Usage.
Just regular. It's like regular
maintenance.
Yeah. Okay.
So long as it's not like just. Someone throws out the ground and
bounce
on it, you know.
I think it is maintenance.
Normal wear and tear.
Okay.
All right. Is it a pleasure to committee to postpone it?
Yeah. I'll make a motion to postpone.
Thank
second.
You.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? If not, next week you'll have it, though.
Yep.
Resolution 473, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 by the county's Suburban Restoration Company, Department of Public Works. Move second. Any discussion?
Is this for the veterans' home?
Yes,
yeah,
right. This is just a late bill. That's all this was.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Can we bundle resolutions 474 through 477? Four of them?
Why?
They're all to do with the informational services.
Can't we just go through one?
Okay,
I don't like that.
What's that?
I have a question and an informational thing on two of the contracts.
Yeah, so let's just
and
go through
quick.
All right, 474, approving the execution of a contract.
I'll move it for discussion.
Lab EM.
Second.
I'll second, yeah.
All right, anyone questions?
Yeah, last year I know I went on a tirade on the floor about the money we were spending on our email system. Last year it was $75,000. Now this contract is 69, but only 40 of it is going to the Lotus Domino email services, and I didn't get to economic development on Friday. Was it Friday? Thursday's meeting, but I think Sylvia was there, and she described exactly what they're doing. They're looking for a cloud solution for email, whether it be Gmail or. I think Lotus has a cloud solution or Microsoft 360, and they're looking at the cost savings. So they need this contract for another year. I know I vowed I wouldn't vote for it unless we got a new email system, but I did some research on it too, and there's still costs involved in Gmail that I wasn't aware of, and it could possibly cost us as low as $60,000 or $70,000 a year total instead of having to retool all our servers and spend another $400,000 on our email system. So I just wanted to say that, and that I approve the fact of keeping the email system for at least, you know, throughout this year and transitioning to something simpler and more cost-effective. After all, it is only email.
Are there any other comments? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
475, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50, Entered by the County, SunGuard Public Sector Information Services. Moved.
I'll move it.
Carl, second by?
I'll second.
Take your pick.
Whoever. I don't care.
Any discussion? Carl?
One of the things that I was surprised to learn last week in a meeting that I had with Sylvia and other members of the executive's office is that with our new financial system, we're not on payroll with that system.
Correct.
We're not on payroll, and we're not on human resources module. Now, I know we spent a lot of money on this new system, but why are we still using the old payroll system? It was explained to me. Is that there's a lot of civil service.
I could just let you know. Yeah, I mean, in terms of payroll and civil service, we bought the 2006, Sylvia, I think it was 2006. We went live with our current payroll system. Is it its useful life out yet? Probably not. But also to go live with a whole financial system, including payroll, I probably still wouldn't be going live right now. I see us going down the road looking for, you know, to kind of integrate it with our financial system sooner rather than later. But, you know, my thing is let's get the kinks out of the financial system before I go ahead and get payroll in there.
No, I mean, I agree.
No, I hear you.
And that was explained to me. But yep. I didn't know if yep. many of the legislators knew that,
sure.
you know, our financial system that we purchased this year is not fully in operation, and that we're using the old payroll system.
Well, I think that was stated, though, when you went through the financial
and Carl,
system.
Carl, I will say, too, in terms of our payroll system.
Hold on, please. Hold on.
When we did do an RFP in 2006 for the payroll system, it's also the civil service component, which is a big piece. And to be honest with you, our financial system, New World, at the time didn't have that civil service piece.
That's okay.
They've now expanded that. So, like I said, in the future, we are looking forward to going to New World with that. But civil service is a big component.
Any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
476, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 at the Buddy County, Tyler Technologies, Inc., Information Services. Let's move it first. Hold on.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
This is the payroll system.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
This is. There you go.
Okay. What was the other one?
The other one was the financial system we had prior.
Oh, the human resource. Oh.
That was SunGuard.
And that was for historical purposes? Well, do we want to keep it?
Well, it's because currently in this year I have 3 months in HDE. I have to do an audit for this year. I need the detail to be preserved in HDE and the risk. The insurance policy, which this is better than not. If the system crashed, we're kind of out there on our own to get that data.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. In favor, say aye. 477, approving the execution of contract with Access 50,000, Entered by the County, NTS Data Services, LLC, Information Services. Moved.
I'll move it.
Jeanette, second. Tracy, seconding.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Okay.
But I really heard a question.
Okay, go on.
Did this go out for an RFP? Or it doesn't say sole source, so I'm assuming.
Sylvia?
This is the Board of Elections, so I don't know if it went out for RFP. This is a continuation of their existing system, so I don't think it needed to go out for RFP. They weren't changing anything. It's just renewing the contract for another term.
And when was the original term? Because I didn't see that.
The original one was a 5-year contract that ends, I believe, on the 31st.
Thank you.
Yes, December 31st. And this one is going to be for 4 years, and the Board of Elections was able to negotiate a freeze in the rates if they were to do the long
term. Okay. Hector?
Yeah, I mean, outside of, and I'm not going to touch on what's going on offline here, but, you know, outside of the fact that, yes, we're getting updates that we can connect to the state server, which helps to remove duplicate voters if somebody moves or whatever, but, you know, what are we actually really getting, you know, for this service? I mean, in essence, you know, it's a database, but it's not as if somehow there's, you know, encrypted data or that there's some sort of, you know, financial, you know, data involved here. I mean, it's in essence a big spreadsheet.
Well, it's more than that, actually.
In terms of the voter file?
Yes, so it's a voter registration file that stores signatures.
Sure.
It does the interface with the system at the state.
Which totally, I totally get. That's
prints the book. It uses the data to print the poll books. Last night. This also includes the printing of the poll books.
Okay, so printing of the poll books. Did you include this number?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
in there
as
well.
That's all I needed to hear. Printing will affect that. You will incur some costs.
There's an application. You listen to her. Look up your polling place. There's a bunch of little nice things involved.
Yeah.
But
that's
not that.
Tracy?
Is it something that could eventually go out for a competitive bid, or is this the only provider?
I know that these guys are the provider in New York State, the preferred vendor, and they are on New York State contract. So, I mean, to reinvest in this at this time probably doesn't make a lot of sense.
But if they're printing the books, that certainly actually is something that you're going to incur a little bit of cost on. Mm-hmm.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
What was the date?
The 12th.
Also, too, I'd like to approve the minutes of the last two dates of our meetings, November 12th and November 17th.
And
18th, three meetings, I'm sorry.
No.
Moved by Mary Beth.
Second.
Kindly signed us. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, last two items. Basically, they probably can basically go hand in hand. It's the third quarter controller's report. And also the controller's audit discussion, which we had a meeting last night. Let's basically go over the controller's audit discussion. We had an audit committee last night with Tom Malicki and company, the auditors that we hired. They presented their findings for 2013. Overall, Ulster County is in pretty good shape compared to a lot of other counties. They have different graphs that they compared our expenditures to our revenues.
Would you like me to pass a couple of those up?
Oh, yes, please. I mean, everybody's going to get a report. When, Victoria, of this?
Hopefully tomorrow. We'll get our finalized letter.
Hold on. Is
So we get the finalized letter, everybody will get that, but basically it showed the last 5 years where Ulster County was, and hopefully that trend will continue. I think we're on pretty solid grounds according to them, but they will have a report, they will have their findings. There's a couple items that needed to be discussed between the controller and the executive's office, which I think they're going to come to some kind of concurrence of some type. I hope they do anyway. Yes, Hector?
Because in that vein, I mean, if they just looked at the third quarter, I mean...
Hold on. They looked at a whole year. This is their order for 2013.
For 2013.
This is the independent order.
This is the independent order. Our auditor.
Dresser and Malacca.
The new one.
What?
Right. Yeah. And haven't they also looked at... Started to look at 2014 as well, or no?
No, we have not.
They were here this week field testing.
They were field testing
this week.
They have not started 2014 because they're not hired to do 2014.
No, I understand. But they were...
All right, so they will have a report to everybody. Like I said, there's some a couple suggestions, recommendations. There was one in particular regarding some outstanding checks, how they were going to address those, and I think the solution that came up with putting that into a separate account so that they can account for it, and that the yeah, we could still have it on our books, correct? So, in saying that, that's the basic of the whole report, and you will be getting a report from the auditors themselves, and we can discuss it as everybody else gets the report. All right, and of course, we can hire them for 3 years. This is the first year of the 3 years. The price is consistent at $65,000, correct? We will have to make a decision by resolution if we want to hire him for the year for doing 2014 year. All right, so that'll be coming up very shortly.
What's the matter, Bert?
They were here field testing.
But I made that very clear to them.
They should have been here this week, then. Save my staff some work, right, that's for sure.
I made that very clear to them, right?
That's right.
Crystal.
Very crystal clear. I said, if I were you, I would put
an
agreement together.
And they said,
all right. All right. We are going to talk about Joe. You had a control report on the third quarter. If you want to just highlight that, and then yes. Bert, I'm sure would want to make some remarks regarding that. So.
Well, I think first of all, because you put them together, we do want to say that we thought that draft management letter and the presentation our office thought it was extremely thorough, and it does reflect that the county's in good shape. It does raise issues, as any management letter would. It's a thorough management letter, and the issue that it raised that you referred to as to certain reconciliations, our office had actually literally just proposed in-house an accounting method for that, because it has been something that's come up in the past between our office and finance. And we shared that. Bert and I have spoken about it. We're going to speak again specifically about it tomorrow on that issue and the issue we're about to discuss. And we're really hopeful that, the two offices, will really kind of renew and begin again on their office running the county business and our office overseeing it with shared information that benefits everybody. So as far as the third quarter report, I know that...
Before you go any further, the legislative body, if you guys don't come together, the third party would be the legislative body. We come in and step and make sure you guys work together.
Mr. Chairman, I would tell you I am really glad you made the statement, because I think we have no problem with that, and we would welcome it when there is... an impasse, but I'm really hopeful that we're going to get past that.
Joe, I'm beyond the hopeful. I'm sure you guys are going to come together where it's mutually beneficial for Ulster County.
And we appreciate the legislature's on-the-record support for that result. And I'm just telling you that we're working hard on it. It's going to happen. We believe it's going to happen.
Jeanette?
Yeah, I was just going to say the one issue that they talked about, the reconciliation. The controller was at the meeting last night and said, this has kind of been going on for about 4 years. I don't ever remember being discussed in Ways and Means that there was any kind of they were having a problem or there's a situation that can't be resolved. And I think those are things that we should be aware of.
Well, going forward, we're happy to do that. I mean, I think, I don't want to speak for Bert, but both our offices, I think, are always...
I don't think you need to speak for Bert.
No, no. That's all right. I'm not
trying
to...
No, no, go ahead.
But
I think you just did that not too long ago.
I think both our offices have always hoped that we could perform our mutual duties without having to be refereed by the legislature. And that's why, frankly, I haven't heard about it. But I hear what's on the table.
The whole point is that the issue that was brought up, it's going to be addressed. Hopefully it's addressed in a way that everybody's happy with that addressment. They came up with a great idea, I thought, by putting into a different fund, per se. It's still accounted for, but you can distinguish it from your other fund.
You don't have it open on your
right. Right. So I hopefully that can be done.
Mr.
Yes.
Chairman, my only concern with that and discussion with the Comptroller's Office tomorrow is that could be an easy way out instead of finding what the problem is. And, you know. Right.
Well, we share that concern.
And that is my concern.
Right, but we're on the same page as far as getting to a mutually agreeable result. Mm-hmm.
Well, when you guys talk tomorrow, you can resolve that problem.
We'll resolve. No, okay.
All right, Joe, on the third quarter.
Right, so on the third quarter report, the commissioner pointed out what appeared to be some discrepancies in one of our comparisons.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a mistake made in that comparison. And I've spoken with Bert about it. We're going to issue a revised report. We hope to do that under the auspices of the cooperative efforts of both offices and let that be the first in a long series of openly cooperative efforts to do right by the county. And it's a simple one.
You know, if I could just speak up, I want to thank you for that, Joe. You know, mistakes happen all the time, and, you know.
You guys make mistakes, too?
We do.
I make mistakes every day, but, to come to committee and talk about the mistake. And granted, it was a big mistake, but to talk about the mistake and acknowledge it.
Do you want to have that discussion, or are we going to try to? I give you a lot of credit for that.
It's just one of those things where,
we're trying to be productive here. We're trying to be working relationship, okay? He's made a statement saying that there's a mistake, okay? Well, let's accept it as what it is. We're going to work forward. That they don't happen again.
The point I want to make is I think it's in all of our interest to make sure that we preserve the county's finances. That there's one lens of the county's finances. It's the official records of the county. It's the audited statements. I was so proud of the report that we got last night. I think it's a testament not just to the county's interest, but the Ways and Means Committee and the full legislature. We've done a good job to talk about how our what we budget and what actually happens in the end being so close. I think the word the auditor used was uncanny, and I'm proud of it, and it's a trend, and I hope we can preserve that trend for many years in the future.
Okay.
Agreed. Anybody else?
Can I? And I'm not, me versus the comptroller. I did want to provide the committee just two charts because, one concern I had was, there was a big gap. It's not just the Commissioner of Finance talking, it's the budget director, where there was a gap between what's budgeted and what's truly expended. So I'm providing to the committee those two charts. And like I said, I probably should have gave this with my report. It kind of makes it easier to look at. So I'll give that to the committee, and that's all I'll say on that. And you'll see there is one gap, and that was last year, and that's as a result of this committee and the full legislature selling Golden Hill. We sold it a lot earlier than what was expected. So you'll see that gap here. And I just wanted to point that out.
And then the auditor itself made mention of that.
Yeah.
Where
so like I said,
$8 million
just want the committee to have that. That's all.
Any other questions? Any other comments? Ken?
Thank you. I'm debating whether or not to say this, but I've decided I will.
You will what?
We've got time.
My bright side one.
Will do what, Ken?
What I'd just like to say is that I really look forward to the controller's office standing side by side with the head of the department or agency, whatever it is that they're reviewing, when a report is released, The ambush style releases in the past were not very productive for anybody, and so I truly hope that today marks a new beginning in seeing mutual cooperative work in that way. So I just have to say that.
Ken, I think it will, but I do. If you have to say that, I have to say this.
And then I'll have something after.
No, we're not saying anything more after Joe talks. I'll tell you that right now.
We ambushed the department head, and I'll be happy to talk to you about the facts of the history of that anytime. But everything else you said, we completely agree with. And as I said, we really appreciate the legislature being on record saying how important that relationship is to them. And I promise you, we will not let you down.
All right. Any other things anyone wants to bring up? I thank you all for coming.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Have a nice evening.
I actually do.
That's what I'm
So.